This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia, and we are connecting with her, and you'll hear her voice as soon as I do. And Brad is working to make that happen. So I was thinking about this book that I've been jotting down notes about things the way I do things. And I thought that if I ever finish this book, you know, you'll have a series of things the way I do them, items the way I buy them, strategies that I use here at the farm and in my life. And so here's an example. Let's say you have a leaking bathroom faucet and you decide that, well, you're going to replace it. Typically what happens, people buy a bathroom faucet set. And, they start at around $40 and they work their way on up. But they're always the same. They are really low. The height of the spout is really low compared to the height of the sink. And if you wanted to rinse your hair, you couldn't do it because you can't get your head in under the faucet unless you stick your face into the sink. So it makes no sense for me to buy one of those. So what I've done throughout our house, when we built our house 13 years ago, is all of the bathrooms have a faucet that is not standard. They cost about $34 at the time, maybe $35 when I bought them. And the brand that I bought is the same brand that I grew up with. So maybe I'm semi-loyal to that brand, but you don't have to be. The one that I like is really plain. It's made by a company called American Standard. And this particular faucet has two handles, hot water and cold water. And it rises up. And it's literally called a bar sink lavatory faucet. A bar sink faucet. So it's a high rise. So if you're going to wash glasses, you know, tall glasses, water tumbler type glasses, they would fit under this faucet. And if you decide that you want to brush your teeth and not use a glass, there's enough height where you can just drink without touching the faucet, drink from the stream of the water, and rinse out your mouth if you brush your teeth with, you know, poison-like toothpaste. So you can use that. And what do they cost? They cost, right now, if you buy it on the Internet, about $60. So a little less than twice as expensive as when I bought our first one. But just want to let you know, you don't have to do what everybody else does. You don't have to buy a bathroom faucet for your bathroom. You can buy a bar faucet for your bathroom. It may even cost less. And it really is a much better way to go. We've had people visit our house, but no one has said, it's a pretty weird faucet you got there in the bathroom or the powder room. Why is that? No one has said that. No one has commented plus or minus in any way, shape, or form. So that was one thing. Another thing I'd like to tell you in the same line of thinking, if you're going to work on your bathroom sink, is if you buy a bathroom faucet, a standard type, it may come with a pop-up drain. And that's where you push the plunger and the seal for the sink basin comes up, you release it, and it goes down. Well, those things are like the epicenter for bacteria to grow underneath them. So why would you have that? I suggest you consider doing what hotels and motels do. They don't have those. They have a tailpiece for the sink that has holes in it. There is no pop-up, just holes. And the water goes down the holes. The holes are roughly a quarter of an inch or 3/16 of an inch, and there's maybe almost 20 of them. And if you drop your ring, it won't go down. It won't get lost because it can't get through those holes. It looks better. I think it's much more sanitary. And they cost about $20. And there's no maintenance. There's no hair that clogs in them. It's a great way to go. So I just want to share those two thoughts with you about the way we do things here at the farmhouse. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. We had a little bit of difficulty connecting with you, but I'm so glad you're here. And I understand that you have a special announcement that you would like to make about who you were previously in relation to some of the nonsense that is being expressed about genders in the world today.
Yes. Yes. I would just like to say today that I'm coming out. Now, in the queer community, there's this thing about coming out, right? Where we announce your queerness to the world. Well, I'm going to announce my queerness to the world, all right? If anyone didn't know that I was a bit strange anyway. Now they know it for sure. Because in a past life, I was in two of my past lives, okay, I was actually a transvestite in both these past lives. And in one of them, okay, I'll start alluding to this on Monday, but I didn't quite know how to say it, and I wasn't quite sure if I should name myself. But I went into a sort of a meditative state and, you know, went and did some clearing of drains on the land this afternoon, and I said, right, I'm going to do this. I was, in a past life, a transvestite highway woman pretending to be a highwayman, and my name was Catherine Ferrers. If anybody wants to look up in their history books who Catherine Ferrers was, okay, she was quite a famous highway woman. Now, this is not something that I have just decided. Okay, I have known about this past life for around about the last 17 or so years, okay, and everything that I've learned about Catherine Ferrers matches up with who I was in this past life, okay, and the other one was that I was also a transvestite, and I was a woman dressed as a man, and by the way, in both these past lives, I definitely liked men, so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't homosexual in these past lives, but it's just sort of like, the other past life where I was a transvestite as well, I was a woman dressed as a man, and I was a pirate on the Caribbean, and my name was called George Wilson. And once again, totally historical, traceable figure. And George Wilson was the lover of Bartholomew Roberts, the pirate king. And was the messmate and first mate of Bartholomew Roberts, lived in the cabin with him, and is described in his contemporary historical sources as being the intimate friend of Bartholomew Roberts, that Roberts was very much attached to him, and that this was who the dispenser of justice was, that I think I spoke about in a few broadcasts ago, that Bartholomew Roberts actually nominated George Wilson to be his dispenser of justice. So, there you go. All this gender weirdness. And do you know something? Really looking into the feelings that these two, Catherine Ferris and George Wilson, have about this whole transgender thing, it irritates me. As, you know, of my past life selves, it irritates them. Because these people, these transgender people, they, with a few exceptions that I've found, okay, they are weak. They are wanting attention. They are wanting to... you know, they're so lacking in confidence, and yet they want to tell us how to run our lives. You know, they want to bully us, and they want to box us into a corner, and they want to be the ones to lay down the rules, and yet they have no morality. They have very little intelligence, and they've just got no moral framework. Does that make sense to you, Vincent?
Yeah. Light loafered people who consider themselves transgender, homosexual, in many cases are very weak. Very weak. And
yeah.
I don't want them telling me what to do. I mean, just because they don't have their act together.
I don't want to do either.
Yeah. So you're telling us you are heterosexual, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she's talking about transgender weaklings, wusses. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, what I was saying is both of these people, okay, that is Catherine Ferris and also George Wilson, they both lived in an age with almost unimaginable difficulties. Okay, I'll start off with a quick biography of Catherine Ferris. Her father died 2 weeks before she was born. Thankfully, she was born into one of the most fabulously wealthy houses in Britain. So it didn't really matter that there was no male head of household, and this was around about, oh gosh, she was born in 1634, okay? So this is a while ago. This is almost 400 years ago that she was born. Her mother died when she was 6. So at the age of 6, she was one of the wealthiest little girls in all of England, and you would think that, in fact, in all of Britain, and you would think that everything would be fine from there, that, you know, that she would go on to have a really wealthy, prosperous life, and, you know, you'd never hear anything of her. But no, of course, life doesn't work like that. when she was, and her neighbor took it upon himself to quote-unquote look after her. And whenever you have somebody coming and wanting to, and you're in a bad situation and they want to quote-unquote look after you, that should be warning bells right there. Although she was only 6 years old and she probably still did need somebody to look after her. But that it didn't go well because this neighbour ended up marrying her to his son at the age of 13 years old. In that time in Britain, child marriages were allowed. Her husband raped her at the age of 13, and she was never able to conceive. And these people think they've got it rough. Really? She was the end of the line. Her mum and dad did not have any other children other than her. Oh, yes, and after her husband molested her, one by one, he sold the estates from under her. She had around about 30,000 acres of land, and she had thousands of tenants paying her a regular income. If none of this had happened, she would have been an enormously wealthy, enormously powerful young lady. But her husband sold her estates from her, from underneath her, one by one, and there was absolutely nothing that she could do to stop him. The marriage was an arranged marriage. It was a forced marriage. I don't think I necessarily approved. I think that by the age of 13, I didn't even really like the guy very much. And I felt that I had no choice. And what happened was by the age of 14 or 15, I was renting my own home in that life, which was the manor house, which was Mark Yates' cell. Now, if you look in the history books, they'll say, oh, but Catherine Ferrers was never living in Mark Yates' cell. There's no record of her there. It was sold by the time she was this age, blah, 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 blah. It was being rented by tenants. Yes, it was being rented by tenants, and the tenant was me, Catherine Ferrers, at that time. Okay? And did any of these people have to face anything like that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we're...
Well, yeah, we're going into a break. Do you have more on this topic that you'd like to discuss, or do you want to move into the next topic?
I do. Yes,
okay, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a few hours, British members of Parliament will take a no-confidence vote in British Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Prime Minister and her government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
That's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn speaking to Parliament just a short time ago. If May loses the no-confidence vote as she's expected to, she'd be removed as party and government leader after the Prime Minister postponed a vote on the Brexit deal that she had negotiated with EU leaders, saying it didn't have enough support to pass Parliament. There's been some widespread speculation that soon-to-be former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley might run for president in 2024. However, she basically shot down such speculation during an NBC interview this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Nearly 40 kids a day are injured by TV and furniture tip-overs, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Since 2000, 450 children have died from tipped furniture or a falling television. With lots of shoppers buying TVs and furniture this holiday season, CPSC wants to remind you to anchor these items to the wall to prevent tip-over incidents. Anne-Marie Burkle's the acting chairman of the U.S. CPSC.
Please take a few minutes to anchor TVs and furniture this holiday season to save a life. This quick and easy step could prevent an injury or even the death of a child. Remember to anchor it for safety.
TVs should always be placed on a sturdy, low base and pushed back as far as possible or mounted to the wall. Keep heavier items on low shelves or drawers. Recycle older TVs. With anchoring kits available from major retailers and online, anchoring furniture and TVs is inexpensive and only takes a few minutes. Find out more information at anchorit.gov. Check cpsc.gov for recalls.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, as you are preparing for your family and your survival, I think what Gwyneth Isaacs is saying is don't look toward transgender types or confused gender types for advice, counsel, nor to be your role model. Is that what you're saying, Gwyneth?
No. That's exactly
no?
what I'm saying. Yep.
Oh, you
that
are saying
exactly
that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yep. These people, they will step into your life and they will destroy it, basically. They will want to dominate. They will want to tell you what to do. They want to dot every I and cross every T for you and leave you no wriggle room. And it's very, very concerning and disturbing to me that these people are actually gaining a lot of power in our society. And it's very difficult in a lot of places. It's almost impossible to work if you, and you could even get arrested in some places for pointing this out, okay, that these people, they lack moral standards by and large, and like I said, that's not universal. There are a handful of queer people that I would say that I would have as guests in my house. Not very many at all, though. Probably one of those would be Milo Yiannopoulos. He'd be welcome at my place any time. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. But he's somebody, yeah.
Tell us who he is.
He got the sack for basically being a classical liberal conservative. Who happens to be an effeminate gay man. And, you know, but he would be welcome at my place any time. Milo, if you're listening and if you're ever in Australia again, do pop in and see me. But most gay men are not like that. They are weak, and yet they will try and run your life. Yep.
Let me tell you about a hero of mine. Now, I don't think this man is gay. But I was reading an article on the dailymail.co.uk about this guy who did the coolest thing. And I actually would like to take a page out of his book. And here's what he did. He lives in Vermont, the state of Vermont in the United States of America, and he wanted to build a garage on his property for his business. And the town gave him a really tough time. And they blocked his permission. They require permission for him to build on his own property. But the Westford Select Board and Development Review Board, whatever that is, blocked his permission to build a garage on his property. Well, so actually it says this man whose name is Pelkey wanted to build the garage next to his own property. So I guess he owns both. For his truck repair and recycling business. And the town committee kept him in this process for 10 years. So finally he had it. So what he did, and this looks like I'm looking at a picture. It looks pretty rural to me. I don't see a house in sight. Now, maybe there are houses on the other side of this image, but I don't see any. So what he did was he commissioned a giant hand made out of wood. It's 700 pounds. It's out of pine. It's about 16 feet tall. But this hand has one finger sticking up. The middle finger.
I was going to say, he's going to flip the bird at them, isn't he?
He is, and he has, and he continues to do so 24 hours a day. And he's got floodlights. So think of this thing telephone pole.
Yeah.
Well, think of it like it's on a power pole. Okay. And it's way up there. It's 16 feet tall. It is the middle finger. And he's got floodlights on it. So, and this is, it looks like the highest point around. So if, if you're in that area, day or night, this thing, you can see this thing. And I think this is going to be a destination, okay? You know, people are going to want to come to see this, okay? And he's telling his neighbors, he's told them all, look, I'm not giving you the finger. This is for the planning and review
municipality
committee that won't give me... Yeah, yeah. So he's giving them the finger 24 hours a day, and I love it. I love it. Now, he gets to do this because, according to the article, the statue is fully legal as it falls into the category of free speech and public art. Now, what I would like to do, I would like to do the same thing.
Yeah. If I can have
now,
a statue.
Now, who would I be
Jesus
giving? Yeah. Yeah.
In a bucket of urine, which to you and me is totally offensive.
Uh-huh.
You know? Then why not? It's just these people, they are saying we can do whatever we want. And I say, okay, let's do whatever we want then. Okay.
Why what I would be doing, yeah, I'd be saluting Laclede Electric. You know, this company that's giving me such a hard time.
Yeah. That's right. And
I really mean it. I would love to do it. And I've got... We have an extraordinary delay here. Let me just take a quick look. It delays at least a second. But anyway, we have a barn on top of a hill. And the barn's got to be 35 feet in the air, maybe more, maybe 40. And I was thinking that I could put a finger on top of a pole on top of the barn. Now, it would literally, and it's on a hill, it would literally be the highest thing except for the cell tower, which is, you know, 10 miles away. Other than that, it would be one of the highest structures in Wright County, Missouri. And I could illuminate it with LED lighting so that it would be visible 24 hours a day and let the board of directors and the attorneys who support this, what I perceive as corruption within Laclede Electric, I can let them know 24 hours a day what I think of them. I like it. I really do. And people would say, oh, the Finellis, yeah, just go to the finger, and you're right there.
Right? Yeah, it's like that. That's like it is, you know. Here in, you know, in our local district, we have a guy who walks through town, okay, and I don't know what his name is. But he wears pirate clothes all the time, okay? And he's the local pirate. And we're like, you know, 250 kilometres inland, but that doesn't seem to matter to him. He wears pirate clothes all the time. So I was thinking to myself, hey, I've got a really good idea. I'll put my George Wilson clothes on, and then there can be two pirates in town.
Well, yeah, and you're a pirate, and you're...
Ah, how are you, my hearty? And I'll say, who are you? And I'll say, oh, George Wilson, you're fond of me, haven't you? And he'll probably go, oh, my God,
well, but you
George
do,
Wilson.
Don't you have other pirates in town that wear, you know, different costumes? Don't you have other pirates?
I think there's just the one.
With guns.
Oh, yeah, we do have
no,
other,
no, I mean the guys.
Other pirates. I know something that would really, 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 really impress them. If I wore my George Wilson clothes, they might not immediately get it. Because there's already the other pirates we're talking about, the police, of course. Because there's already one pirate in town, and so for there to be two pirates in town, it might not matter very much. But if I wore my Catherine Ferris clothes, I'm sure that I would be the center of attention.
Mm.
If I if I walked into the middle of Bendigo wearing my tricorn hat and my black cape and my black riding breeches and, you know, and the mask, and I can just imagine me standing in the queue waiting to see the teller at the bank, you know, to get my money out of my bank, of my own account with my ATM card, and standing there in the queue, and I can just imagine the interest that it would generate. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to do that. I'm just saying it would be an interesting concept, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I was at the bank yesterday, and they asked me, you know, how are you doing? I said, well, I have allergies. And he looked at me like, why are you telling us you have allergies? And I said, well, I'm allergic to all these fees you guys charge.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they got it. One other thing. I was leaving the bank, and I aimed the key. I have an old-fashioned key in my 22-year-old car. I aimed the key at the front windshield, and it unlocked the doors. And I walked over to the passenger door to let Mrs. Finelli in. She said, you used to open the door for me. And I said, you used to wear skirts. Enough said. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and I'd like to expose something right now that you probably all need to know about. This happened to me and one of our instructors. So I got an email yesterday, and it was from one of our instructors, and it had his return email address, looked about right to me. The subject line said, "Good morning," dot, 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 and the instructor's name. And the email said, "How are you doing today? Question mark. Please, can you do me a favor? Question mark. Regards, comma, and the first full name of our instructor." Looks strange to me. Because one of our instructors would not say to me, "How are you doing today? Please, can you do me a favor? Regards," and a full first name. So normally, I would expect to see a shortened version of the instructor's name, or maybe just the first letter of his first name, or his first and last initials. But that's not what it said. It said, "How are you doing today? Question mark. Please, can you do me a favor?" "Please, can you do me a favor?" is not typical English for people I know. Right? So my response was, it looked like it could be real, but I had my doubts. So my response was, "Sure, please call me, Vincent." Without a thank you. It was kind of curt from my perspective. It's not like me to do it that way, but "Sure, please call me Vincent." I get a response from the same email address, and here's what it says. Quote, "I need to get an iTunes gift card for my niece. It's her birthday, but I can't do this now because I'm currently traveling. Can you get it from any store around you? I'll pay you back as soon as I'm back. Kindly let me know if you can handle this. Thanks so much. Total amount needed is $400 or whatever amount you can afford presently in four cards, $100 each. Please, I will need you to scratch the back of the card to reveal the pin. Take a snapshot of the back showing the pin and have them email it to me so I can forward it to her. Please keep me posted and in the full first name of our instructor. Okay. That's what it said. Then this morning I got an email from this instructor. I've been hacked. They took my contact list. Hope you're doing well. Have lunch sometime. You're in town. Bring your wife and then the phone number of the instructor. Okay? That's more like the communications that I would normally get. Okay? Now, here's the point. Many of us have been hacked. And so, what do we do? If we find someone who does that, I think draw and quartering is in order. Okay? I hate people who lie. I hate people who lie. And there was this television show called The Purge. And if I remember correctly, it's an annual day where it's open season on everyone. And I think we ought to have one. Open season on all these people who harm us, all these evil people. I think, and I'm being facetious, but man, oh man, you know, there's a...
Get out of it.
There's a...
What?
What was that?
Oh, I was just talking to my dog. Getting into the...
Okay, what... Okay, what I was saying is that I think there's going to come a time where there will be a purge. And people will just...
I agree.
...delight in thinning out the evil that is surrounding us, top, bottom, left, right, north, south, east, west, everywhere. Everywhere there's evil. And I'd love to get my hands on this guy who is trying to rip me off for $400 under the pretense that I have a friend and an instructor in need. It's an outrage. I want to get my hands on him. And, of course, I think we need to get our hands on other people, too. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.